Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
6:14. It is going to be hot today. And then tomorrow, of course, going to be hot. And looking ahead to Sunday, it's going to be hot. And of course, Monday, then it's hotter. And then Tuesday and Wednesday and Thursday, it's hot. The only difference is a 10% chance for showers on Thursday. And up until then, dry. We're at the 75 to 80 degree mark if you've averaged your temperatures around the area. Saints, OTAs yesterday open to the press, one of whom was Mike Dettelier, our friend, WWL NFL and college football analyst. Where you at, Mike?
Good morning, Tommy.
You doing all right?
Yeah, I'm good. Heard Paul McCartney, went to the concert
last
night, so I'm good. Yeah.
How was it?
Man, it's awesome. Man, listen, it's the first concert I've gone to that the guy playing has been doing this longer than I am alive.
Was he doing it pretty well?
And listen, for his age, man, he put on a great show.
Man,
just an absolutely great show. He's on Mount Rushmore. You know, when you think about entertainers.
Absolutely.
To go that length of time and to pass through, and he's still got that talent. The only guy that I can think of that did it, and he retired actually a couple of times, is Sinatra.
Yeah. Well, Mick Jagger's still going pretty strong,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, Mick is doing it also, but, I mean, geez, it's just a handful of guys.
Yeah, that's right.
That have done that for that length of time to put out that type quality music.
Especially, and it's kind of like in an athletic world, I guess, they don't necessarily take a lot of care of their bodies when they're younger. You know what I mean? There's a lot of abuses going on there.
Yeah. You know, just like all of us. Come on, you know, if we knew a little bit better, and sometimes we still don't do a good job of it.
Yeah, but at least it doesn't kill everybody.
Yeah.
Man, I'm sorry I missed that. I hope he comes back, because I'd like to see him. And quickly, Mike, before we get on to the matter at hand, are you going to go see the Stones?
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
I have to. I don't want to miss that chance, and I hope Paul McCartney comes back. All right, OTAs, what was going on yesterday with the Saints?
What's your first look to see some of the new guys that they've brought on? And, you know, certainly Jared Cook stands out. I mean, you know, just a glimpse of it because you're in pajamas and slippers. But, you know, you can see he's got what you're looking for at that tight end position. The man above still blessed him. You know, at 32 years old, man, he can still run. He's got some run after catch skills, long lean, kind of pumped up wide receiver playing tight end. He's perfect for this offense. And Latavius Murray. Now, you know, Mark Ingram was kind of a shortcut type guy, well built. Murray's a little bit different guy. Having watched him throughout the years, he's a tall, riding the saddle high type runner. Caught the ball really well coming out the backfield, and he's also got another speed gear. So it was impressive to watch both these guys come in and just how quickly they've assimilated themselves into what the Saints are doing offensively. And so, again, you hate to see Mark leave because I think he was such a big part of this offense, also a leader in the locker room. But you know, Murray's a pretty doggone good football player. And Cook, though, I mean, he stands out because that's a position where you look throughout Drew Brees' career, if it's been Antonio Gates, Jeremy Shockey, David Thomas, Jimmy Graham, Ben Watson, tight end's going to get the ball pumped to them a lot, and so will it to Jared Cook.
You're talking about Murray, Latavius Murray, right?
Yep.
Is he he's 6'3", and so many times we hear about backs running behind their pads, I guess. And Mark Ingram had no problem doing that because of the way he was built. What about Latavius?
No, he's a straight-up runner.
Okay.
I mean, like I said, he rides high in the saddle. So he takes some pretty good shots, and he gives some out too. I think the big thing with him is, and he's always been pretty good at this, and the one thing Mark did at a high level, he could protect number nine. Listen, the one thing a quarterback knows real quickly is a guy that in pass protection sets is going to keep him standing up.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't see that in these type of, you know, whatever drills they call it. But it's really the mental part of it. And that's why you're bringing in these young guys to come when you come in is you've had a few days to go through them, chalkboard, going through it mentally. Now they're giving it to you. Go apply it out on the football field. Football's not a switch, you know, you can turn on and off. You got to just go out and do it. There's a few guys that, you know, as Ricky Jackson used to say, practice is for the unskilled.
Yeah.
There are a few guys like that. But for most people in this world, you got to go out and do it. And I think for a lot of guys, like Drew, they enjoy the grind. They enjoy that day-to-day getting better and have the timing out on the football field that is always needed.
Let me take a break, Mike. We want to talk when we come back. I want to talk about the defensive side.
Yep.
Also about Latavius Murray, and I hope he realizes that number 9 is his ticket, and is he able to protect him like Mark Ingram?
He's good.
All right, we'll pick it up there. 6:20 coming back. Mike Dottiglia, you got any questions about the Saints or OTAs? Text them to me at 870-870, and I'll pass them along. Right now it's time for WWL Traffic. 6:24, Tommy Tucker, WWL. If you go to WWL.com, you'll see a headline that says 62,000 pounds of beef recalled just ahead of Memorial Day weekend, and the year the recall continues. At 6:24, if you have any questions for Mike Dottiglia about the Saints and OTAs, it's a lot easier if you just text them to me at 870-870. I'll pass them along. You don't have to stay on the phone, etc. Mike, this text comes in from the 504 area code. Ask Mike how the center and wide receiver competitions are going.
There's a lot of centers here. You got five guys, you know, working at that center position. Yesterday, Cameron Tom was working with the number one unit, who's been a backup here. Young man from Baton Rouge, went to Southern Miss. And so he was working with the ones, and Eric McCoy was working with the twos. That's going to be some interchangeable parts there because next time we go see him, it may be Nick Easton working with the ones or the twos. And I mean, they're not going to hand it over to Eric. He's got to win it out. At the end, I think it'll be McCoy who ends up being the guy. Interesting at wide receiver, and again, this is just a short glimpse, and I got to talk to him a little bit at the Touchdown Club crawfish ball the night before. Cyril Grayson, a young man from Romo High School who went to LSU and never played a down of football there. He's a track athlete, and he's fast. I mean, he is big time. Fast and he can run. He's been to a couple camps. He's been with Seattle, Chicago, and yesterday, I mean, he blew by on a couple of passes. You can tell he's still a little rough around the edges as a route runner, but he's part of the deal here. And he did tell me Wednesday night that Sean Payton had told him he's going to give an opportunity to return kicks, and that may be his ticket. If he's going to make it in this league as a receiver, he's got one thing I can't teach. I can't teach a guy to run like what Grayson can do. So there's a lot of competition at that wide receiver position. I think the one guy everybody wants to watch is Cam Meredith. Is he back from the injury? And he's still in the rehab stage.
Still.
The good news on defense is Marcus Davenport, who had the toe injury, he was working out. So I think that's the key to this season, to improve your pass rush. You know what you're going to get offensively, but you got to put people on that backside. You got to influence the quarterback, and I do think Davenport, for what you gave up, he's got to come through big for you. You know what you're going to get from Cam Jordan. Now Davenport, now he's got to flip it.
Cam Meredith is still rehabbing?
Still rehabbing from his injury. Remember, he had a second surgery, which you know got him put on the injured reserve, I guess, mid-season to three quarters. So he's still rehabbing that injury. He had a horrific injury knee-wise back in late preseason of a couple years ago. And so I would think, you know, you're going to be cautious with him in these OTA-type settings, and you have him ready to roll for when preseason, regular season starts.
Mike, you've been watching these guys a long time. coming back from a 2-year injury, if you want to phrase it that way, a 2 years of rehab, that can't be easy, huh?
It's not. And that injury, and talking to some doctors that knew a little bit about it, they told me right off the bat, 18 months. When the Saints signed him last year, one of the reasons the Bears passed on re-signing him was they didn't think he'd play last year. And so they passed on it, and he signed a big contract with the Saints. But I had a couple of doctors who have done more than one or two surgeries that told me he would be fortunate to play at all.
Mm-hmm.
And they were right, pretty much. You could see he wasn't quite the same guy as you had seen the year before the knee injury.
It's a big mental hurdle to get over, too, if you've been rehabbing for 2 years ago out there and know it could happen on the next play.
It's in your mind.
Yeah, you would have to be. Mike, a text comes in. Who does Mike think is going to be the first veteran to be cut that's been here a while that's not going to make the team this year?
Man, that's a lot of people up front along that offensive line, and you can't keep all of them. I'm never worried about having too much. I'm always worried about not having enough. But when you look at that offensive line, there's a lot of guys there. And they just recently signed two others in Newhouse, who had played quite a bit as both a left and a right tackle for the Panthers. And then Groy also, who has played some center guard. I think if you look, and it's along that offensive line where you've got some numbers there that you can't keep everybody. So the other thing, too, is they were working out running backs yesterday. So that was an area where I think Sean might feel as though he would like to add a veteran come the before training camp starts. And they had Fozzie Whitaker, who was with the Panthers, Buck Allen, who was with the Ravens. So already he's starting to tell. But really, I still think if they got any kind of money left, the one area they would like to add is another defensive lineman. Pressure breaks the pipe. And that's where I think they would go. So offensive line, a veteran there, he may not make the cut.
Thank you, Mike. I'm glad you took the time with us. Somebody texted in. We'd have taken much better care of ourselves if we'd have known we were going to live this long. And that's attributed to Willie Nelson and Merle Haggard.
That's true.
Have a good weekend, Mike.
Thank you, brother.
I'm Mike Dettelier, WWL NFL and college football analyst. Your moment.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.